success exceeded any expectations that we had. It was successful in all aspects, and obviously there are little things to tweak here and there, but it's just, it was an incredible experience, and one that was never seen the likes of in the Tongan landscape for as long as I can think. It was very, very successful.
What were some of the highlights of the symposium as far as you're concerned?
I think one of the highlights was bringing the different sectors of society to come together. This was actually a national dialogue, a true one in that sense. You began with Her Royal Highness, Princess Penelope Twitta, who came, from the royal family, and she spoke very, very well. She connected well with the audience with her 10 points that she will use to assess who she will vote for in the upcoming election, to assess the candidates. And then you had the Prime Minister representing the government and the pro-democracy movement. And also you had the Speaker of Parliament as the final keynote on the last day, who obviously spoke from from the establishment, from the nobility, from the chiefs. And so you had all sides of Tongan society. You had from the audience, you had NGOs, you had business, you had even school children were there. Women were very well represented, which I was very happy about. You had people from the villages. We had actually literally invited the whole of Tongan Tapu to the Tauranga. Obviously not all of them came, but some came.
Was there any sort of a consensus reached about the way forward for Tongan democracy?
Yes, the consensus was that there was obviously still work to be done, and that a Tongan democracy has to be organically grown in Tonga. Whilst people are advocating borrowing from the outside, maybe from New Zealand, Australia, the US, the UK, and European countries, and the West, it had to be organically Tongan, which meant, for me at least, that these foreign ideas had to be based on a foundation that was Tongan, and Tongan culture was regarded as maybe the main basis for this. So the Tongan culture that I heard was the idea of the extended family, and the obligations and so forth that are seen on the ground level, and the social institutions along those lines. So anything that's that become what might look like Tongan democracy has to be based on that idea. I think that there was one of the main areas where there was consensus amongst the participants.
Well, the Prime Minister, Akilisi Pohiva, who leads the Democratic Party, he obviously doesn't feel that the work of democratic reform is over. He suggested in an interview on this program that within about 10 years he'd like to see the nobles not have permanent seats in Parliament. He'd like the nobles to simply be ordinary citizens. They could stand for Parliament and have one vote each, but they wouldn't automatically have seats in Parliament.
Well, I mean, that's, it's not a new idea. I mean, it's been discussed before. This Tongan culture that I was, to me at least, means that the nobility of the chiefs, they have a part to play in it. What form that that part will take, we still have to negotiate and to talk about it. But in terms of the institution of the nobility and the chiefs in Tonga, they still have a role to play as a part of Tongan culture. Remember, Tongan culture is not a static idea; it's dynamic and it evolves. So what we took to be Tongan culture, say, in the 19th century, surely some things have changed in the 21st. So we need to ensure that what we're talking about is actually a culture that is dynamic and ever-changing, and we must think properly about the important aspects of that culture that we want to take forward, and then have that as the basis for this Tongan democracy.